Sup, sports fans, and welcome back to Low Expectations, the Gruder Golf Podcast, brought to you by the No Laying Up Podcast Network. What's up, Kiki?
I forgot. What did we say that we were going to do?
I'm just testing things out, you know? Hey. Just kind of test things out. Should we redo it?
No, I like it this way. I knew you were going to throw us the curveball. I was a little bit ready, totally, and I'm glad you went to Kiki first.
I totally forgot about it. And good evening, Hillsland. I see that you're here as well.
Yes, I am here.
I see that you have also arrived. Well, thanks everybody for tuning in tonight. It's just going to be the three of us tonight, so feel free to turn it off right now if you're not looking for this type of energy. But we felt like we had a lot to catch up on. We've had a slew of pretty awesome guests. We're into the summer at this point. Memorial Day weekend is coming. The U.S. Women's Open is coming. The match play, you wouldn't know was coming because no one's talking about it, but also coming. So I figured we had a lot to kind of catch up on here. So, before I kind of kick things off with, you know, what I had in mind, I'll open up the floor to really any, questions, comments, concerns that you two might have.
Well, or
announcements that you might want to make.
Well, actually, I was planning on discussing this with you offline, but I think we do it online because people might need to know the behind the scenes of the decision making, which is I need to know my strategy for the U.S. Women's Open because I'm going by myself and you went by yourself to the Chevron.
Yeah.
And I just need to know what worked, what didn't work, you know, just kind of what my plan should be for the day. I'm kind of really going in blind. Well, let me tell you first what my actual schedule is. Yeah. So I'm arriving late Thursday, you know, going after work Thursday night, took Friday totally off, staying with Hallie, shout out Hallie, in her hotel room.
Oh my God, that's going to be really fun. That's
going to really be really fun. I think she's pretty booked up. I actually have a meeting scheduled with her on Thursday night to figure out what it is that she's actually going to be doing. But she's going to be pretty booked up, but at least we get to share a room together. So that'll be fun. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, all day going to the tournament. And then I have a flight home on Monday morning at like 6:30 in the morning. So
ready for the victory party. Always be ready for the victory
party.
Always
be ready.
Yeah.
Never fly out early.
Let's hear it, Jen. What do you think?
I think honestly, my number one piece of advice is plan what time you want to eat every day. Otherwise you will forget.
Yeah.
And like try to find before you go, like places to eat around you and like what their hours are, because in other parts of the country, the hours are just different and the cuisines are different. And that was the big thing. Like by the time I got hungry, I'd be like, I don't know where to go. If you're driving a car, are you renting a car?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. So if you're driving, you can't be like looking around your phone either. You know, you have no co-pilot.
Yeah, true.
So that's probably the number one thing. I mean, I think I would probably, so in advance, they're going to send you, the cool thing about all the media stuff is they can send you, you get all the stuff emailed to you, like the T-sheets, you know, the latest news, et cetera. So like read those emails, follow those stories before. And then I'd pick getting there like pretty early, following a group around, like picking somebody to like really watch, you know. Another amazing thing about the LPGA, you'll get like really close access. Like you kind of feel, I mean, similar to Solheim, like you almost feel creepy like following that closely, you know?
Like you shouldn't be there.
Who is this person following, you know?
Yeah. Well, we're
who
in think, the room.
Who are you most excited to see? Yeah.
Maybe it's because you have brainwashed me, but I also, for some reason, think that Megan Kang is going to win. And I'm excited about watching her. I really am excited about watching her.
Like, she's just been playing really well in general. Like, there have been several tournaments that I think that she could have won so far. And in the past two U.S. Women's Opens that I've watched very closely, she's done very well. Let me just check the... You guys keep talking. I'm going to check to make sure that's accurate, but I feel that way.
I don't know about that, but I do know that she's been hot in the last couple of tournaments. She's always been nipping at the heels. So I feel like she's feeling good too. I know she was tweeting, was it last week or the week before, that she was just like very positive after the round. She's like, I didn't win, but like was feeling good.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's great energy.
I also feel like I'll throw it out to the listeners.
Did you see the video? Sorry, go ahead. Yeah.
No, I was going to say, if anybody wants any specific type of coverage or coverage of a specific player, let us know. Get in touch. And I add it in.
Put that, do a like questions or whatever, right when you get there, do a post that lets people write in what they want to see. Yeah. Maybe some truth or dares.
For me to do that?
I just thought of that right now. Yeah. Like if we did a little like Friday truth or dare.
I'm sure that would be very entertaining for you.
I think so. Well, I'm the audience. We're the audience. That's the other, I mean, that's the, I know that I texted you this, but the other weirdest part about being at an event by yourself and trying to create content is you feel like the biggest loser in the entire world. Like doing any videos where you're talking at it, like you, and probably, you know, the same way as with anything, as with golf itself, nobody's probably really noticing. Like if people are paying attention to you, that's their problem.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah, say as many things as you want. It's your podcast.
I just want to say one thing only, and then I'm going to see myself out. Almost forgot it. Anyway, I feel like when you see someone in the absolute wild, like at a restaurant or like in a town that you're visiting, and you see someone talking to the camera, like in New York, whatever, and you see like an influencer in the wild, you kind of just like roll your eyes. You're just like, what a fucking idiot. I feel like at the LPGA, there aren't that many influencers there.
That's true.
So you're kind of in a league of your own. And I feel like if anyone's watching you do that, they're like, oh, she must be important.
Oh, that's true. Flashing my media badge around.
Exactly. So like,
yeah. And like, what are you wearing? What are you going to be wearing? You're definitely going to look like somebody.
That was the other major thing that I needed to discuss actually, but I don't know. I mean,
what's the weather going to be like? Do you know?
I think it's going to be pretty warm.
Obviously, shout out Adidas.
I think it's going to be pretty warm. I don't actually really know, though.
Probably. Okay, so I pulled up Megan King's latest. So in the Palos Verdes, she tied for third. And then at the Founders Cup, she tied for sixth. She was a little rocky earlier in the season this year. But last year in 2021, that was last year, she came in. She tied for fifth at the CME, so the Tour Championship. She did, where was the US Open? Yeah. The last year at the Open, she tied for fourth. Like she's so close so often, you know, a T10 at the ANA, like she does well in majors. So
I feel like a lot of times too, this isn't necessarily like a good thing, but I feel like she's also a lot of times at the top of the leaderboard early on in the weekend.
Yeah.
So you always see her name early on. So I don't, and obviously we're like looking for her too. So it's a little bit different, but I don't know.
Yeah, no. And I think like, I mean, it was, what was it at the, why am I blanking on the California one? The one after the LA Open that Marina won, the Palos Verdes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. That was it. The Palos Verdes Championship. Like she could have had it. Like she missed a few key putts like down the line. Like she was right there. So I think like if she can just kind of keep it together, you know, I mean, obviously there are several players that I'd be like thrilled to see, but I would love for her, especially since she's like, you know, a Solheim team member and she's like been on tour for a little while, but doesn't like still doesn't have a win. You know, I feel like it would just be a great story. They just put that LPGA just put out that video about her family, which obviously longtime listeners already know that story from this podcast.
Yeah.
But it really is so cool. Like that's just like so impressive that like her dad like taught himself how to play golf.
I know.
And then so taught her and like, look at her, you know, I want
it
like really magazine covers for her, you know, like, I think that's, we were serious when we asked her, like, do you want to still even be able to go to the grocery store? And she was like, yeah, definitely. Like, what kind of a question is that? Who the hell are you guys?
How famous do you want to be?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I'll try to get there super early, do a mix of like following the groups, fan interviews, fan experience, kind of like what we did at the Solheim. I feel like that was pretty well received.
Yes, definitely. Well received. Get some fan interviews. You're going to be shocked again. Favorite player, Lexi. Everyone's favorite player.
I mean, we're not shocked by that, though. It's not shocking.
That. It's not shocking, but you just like, I mean, you know, as a journalist, you hope for some variety of answers, I think, when you're out there. So that's why, like, I have all this like footage of people saying that. Like, at some point, we could do a fun supercut of like everybody just saying that. Maybe when Lexi comes on the podcast eventually and we get her true Britney Spears interview.
We could do, we could start doing this, which is
Britney Spears. The Britney Spears of the LPGA.
We broke that news originally. I think we should start asking people who their favorite player is and then immediately follow that up with, can you name one other player?
Oh, that's a really good idea.
Well, people at the tournament are going to know.
Maybe not, though. I think you'd be surprised. Maybe people get tickets for free. People, like, just, like, especially older people. Like, I will be interested to see. Because I feel like so far we've gotten, you know, a Toledo experience. Which, Haley, where do the demographics skew in Toledo? Would you say that it's, like, just, like, older people generally?
I mean, I don't know. I think it's
Hey, Haley, what's the age breakdown of your hometown that you haven't lived in?
That I haven't lived in for 20 years.
Since high school. You're the current demographic information?
I mean, probably older, sure. But I don't know. There's a lot of, like, I feel like this is happening in a lot of, like, mid-tier and smaller Midwestern cities where there is a lot of growth happening. So I think you'd be actually be surprised by the number of, like, youths there and, like, people our age there. So yeah, I definitely don't know. I don't think the Solheim, the crowd of the Solheim was indicative of the demographic
of Toledo. Well, like I was asking because I mean, so far, you know, we only have two data points, right? And Palm Springs is an old person's paradise. Right, so like obviously the crowd there was extremely,
that's a very good point of where you're coming from. Yeah.
So like I've seen Solheim, a lot of old people, but that's also like the old school fans like do the dressing up and everything, you know? Yeah. So I feel like the Solheim itself maybe attracts an older crowd. And then I've been in Palm Springs and that was obviously older. So I'll be very interested to see, you know, what the USGA, how they get the young bucks out there.
All right. Well, I'll do a lot of fan engagement. I'll be sure to have a lot of koozies and stickers, Jen.
Nice.
That's not one singular koozie to hand out that you actually wouldn't hand out willingly.
No, I was using it and then accidentally.
I
meant to meet back up with. I think I gave it to Jen Turk, somebody we already know and probably already has a koozie too. So
yeah,
we already sent her a koozie and a beanie. Shout out Jen Turk, though. I'll give you a billion.
And I'm also going to bring a phone charger.
And the portable phone charger's big.
I'm bring all my Gooder sunglasses.
Nice.
Yeah.
And a bunch of Adidas clothes. Looks like it's going to be hot, like 93. So.
Oh, wow. Okay. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Where
yeah,
I mean, you could maybe get some more use out of the Tokyo gear. That Olympic stuff is super lightweight, I got to say. The Heat Ready collection.
Not a bad idea.
Would you consider sun sleeves?
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, those Adidas, I mean, this is like – this is not sponsored content by Adidas, really, but those long sleeve ones, Haley, the ones that we wore in Chicago.
Yeah, the black ones.
Those are really nice, and they're super lightweight. And they really the wicking is
surprisingly breathable.
Yeah. No, it doesn't look breathable. You're wearing a black like turtleneck.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh,
that
looks
awesome. The other thing that I was thinking about in preparation is that maybe we should do a pool again.
So definitely. I think so too. And I think that it's already set up there. I mean, as you guys might have seen on Twitter, DraftKings like doesn't have it up yet. It already has like the men's open, which is the week after, and it's not even an option yet. So like, again, and the Bag of Hope again is just gets no love. It's not on there at all. And did I tell you about my most recent betting thing where I literally could have won like, I think $600, but they canceled the whole contest.
They
canceled. Maybe no one else signed up. I don't know how they work out.
What was the
contest? All I know, it was like in DraftKings, and it was like a pick six people, whatever.
For the LPGA?
Yeah, and the day before I won.
A contest.
No, it was a contest. It was a DraftKings. Is that what you call it? It says contests.
It does. On the app.
I don't know the DraftKings lingo. I don't know.
Okay, yeah. I think it's a contest, and it was like, it's canceled. But it didn't tell me directly. Like I bet $100. I had to think long and hard about it. And I was like, I'm very confident in these picks. Cause I had just won the 60, remember?
Oh,
so
yeah,
I won
yeah,
one
yeah.
day. I won the 60 and I was like, okay, five of my six players were in the top fucking 10. I'm on fire this weekend. I'm ready to like put my mortgage into this. But I settled for $100. And then it was still in there because I went to my app and I was like looking at it. I was like, where the hell is it? Like, did I get got? Is this a scam? It was like canceled somehow. So I now have some credits in there and I was like, I would like to get started. Cause I mean, for, you know, as a comparison for the men's golf tournaments, the majors, people are doing the pools weeks in advance. You're getting hyped. Like, yeah, you're watching the golf. It's a way to encourage people to watch it.
Well, right now, I'll tell you the top three. According to
the Dutch Open is on here. Yeah, what are the odds looking like?
Sang Kim plus 1,000. Jen, what does that mean?
That means that there's a 1,000% chance that she's going to win.
I knew you were going to say that.
That means if you bet $1 on it and she wins, you get $10,000 or $1,000.
No, $100.
No, $100.
It's, if you bet $100.
If you, wait, if you bet $1, you get $100 for the top ranked person?
No, that's not the top ranked.
That's it. She's
that's
the top
ranked. It's one.
Say Young Kim.
She's the top ranked, according to this article. And then NB Park is plus 1,200 and Danielle Kang is plus 1,300. Those are the top three.
Hmm. Wait, and Danielle was just hurt too. So this is kind of weird. Also, Say Young Kim, has she won?
Oh, wait.
Are you looking at the last year?
Are you looking at the bottom of the list?
I'm looking at last year.
Good quiz. Honestly, because I was like,
that's wrong.
Because I was ready to be like, I mean, yeah, wait, I don't know if Se Young Kim.
Where is this? Wait, you can't even find this year.
It's probably not. It probably they doesn't don't exist, do you it guys. Yet. Yeah,
they're procrastinating. We should just. I mean, I don't know how in the world you would calculate odds, but like, who is making it up though? You know what I mean?
Vegas.
But like, who in Vegas?
Vegas.
Just. Mr. Vegas himself.
Every time I've asked this question, I just get Vegas.
Mr. John Vegas.
Just Mr. Vegas.
Yeah, it's nowhere to be found. Can't find it yet. Wow. It's crazy.
Jeez. It's in 2 weeks. Well, I mean, if I were a betting woman, which I am, I'm trying to think of maybe who would actually be, because I mean, it's weird right now because Nelly's out with her blood clot, which she's at least on the range. So that's a good update. Posted some videos from the range looking healthy. But I don't know if she's in for the US Women's Open. And Danielle Kang also out. So those are two of our faves, two favorite Americans. So I'm trying to think of maybe who would be, you know, top ranked. Oh, this is the leaderboard for the Bank of Hope, which... Again, do you guys remember that the Bank of Hope is an actual bank?
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
It's like it sounds like it's a charity or something, but it's actually a bank. And last year, before Ali Ewing won, and I think that it was who was it? The Chinese player. She's a larger woman. What's her name? Because she was in the consolation round and she just was like, I actually don't want to play. It was so hot. It was like blisteringly hot, like 110 degrees or something the week before the US Women's Open. Also, match play is just like pretty physically grueling anyway because you're playing like triple the golf or something. So, Shen Shen Fang. That's who it was.
And
she was just like, I'll take fourth. Like, I don't really care. Kind of funny. Kind of a legendary move, honestly, and I respect it.
That is pretty legendary. I do vaguely remember this last year. Wasn't this the beginning of, like, a really bad stretch for the – like, or maybe not a bad stretch, but I remember, like, the turnaround for them was, like, insane. It's like you just dehydrated everyone in Vegas, and it was like, insanely hot.
I mean, yeah, because practice rounds start. You know, the final round is going to be on what, Sunday? And then the practice round for the U.S. Open starts on, like, Tuesday, you know? So you're going
straight. Was it the U.S. Open, right – right back to back against the same schedule.
Yeah, because I think this is a newer tournament too. I think they just added the Bank of Hope last year.
It's new as of last year. There's only one other winner.
Which like kind of fun. But like I think it would be a cool idea if they just like maybe matched match closer to the PGA schedule. Because when is the what's the Texas one where is the match play?
I don't know off the top of my
head. Yeah, on Lake Austin, because remember when we were in Austin back in the day.
But they already had that. Had that this year, I think.
No, exactly. But like, how far is that away from the men's US Open? You know.
Yeah, I feel like it's in March or something.
Yeah, I mean, schedule stuff is just tough. It seems like I can't even keep track of my own schedule, as you two are well aware. So can't imagine.
I can't imagine
scheduling all these players.
I feel like something that plagues the LPGA is. Yes, they are making a lot of changes and they are making great strides to make it better and more interesting. But I feel like it's all like an afterthought. They're like, oh, we'll just add this here. and they don't necessarily think about the whole thing and like how to like actually revamp the entire schedule to make it really watchable and really compelling mm-hmm. for everyone to tune in. And they're just kind of like putting things here and there. And I don't know. It's a shame because it feels like it's close, but not quite all the way there.
Yeah. And I think too, like, I forgot what I was going to say, actually. I completely forgot.
I think no idea.
I think too sometimes. Yeah, I forget. Wow, I really lost that one. That was weird. That was a weird thing. I was looking up who is in the lead actually in the race, the CME Globe this year. And can you guys guess actually? I'd like to see a little guess. I'll give you a hint. It was a recent winner.
Yeah, just mush brain. I'm just back Minji from vacation. Lee. Okay.
Oh yeah, you were down in Fla.
In Fla. I was just gonna say I just have mush brain because I'm just still on vacation time.
I have mush brain, but I think more than usual actually, and because of that, that was my only symptom. But I was like, do I have COVID? Just because I was like tired, but also, you know, at a wedding this past weekend. Sense a little too hard on Friday as well, accidentally. Went to a little concert with my siblings, which you wouldn't think that that would be like, you know, a rockin' night, but I rocked it a little bit. Felt it the next day. I was like, this was really dumb to do going into a 3-week span where you have a wedding every weekend. But anyway, it's Minji Lee is currently my wedding gauntlet. She moved up from 13 last week with her recent win. She is now in first place on the race to the CME Globe, followed actually by Danielle Kang. I wonder if she's playing in the open, you know. I don't know, like, I don't know if I've seen a lot of news really about like
what has she been
buzz
up
and everything.
Oh, well,
yeah.
So she either. What was it, her back has been strained as of like 3 weeks ago. So she was out for the past like two tournaments, but I mean, she won the first event of the year. And so, you know, I think that gives you a little bit of, so this was on April 29th. So for about a month now, she's been rough, played through last week. And now at this undulating course, I was barely making up the hill, much less an upslope shot. That's a hard thing to say. She changed her putting stance as well, so it wasn't hurting. So she had to withdraw from a few pro-ams previously, and then she had to, you know, withdraw from a few competitions. I think, like, when they were in Hawaii, she withdrew. So she said, with a month of good R&R, I'll try to get back as soon as possible. I feel like it would be painful to watch her be injured.
Yeah.
With just like how much of like a go she is, you know, like a high energy person that probably just like doesn't sit still very well. So I can imagine recovering for her is a little tough, but also, was she not at, I know I keep bringing this up, was she not at the Johnson Gretzky wedding?
Do you keep bringing this up?
Yeah. They're like family friends. I keep bringing up the wedding. Yeah, I've been bringing it up a lot, actually. I've been thinking about it a lot because did I tell you guys that I DM'd that girl and asked her where she got her dress and she made it herself?
He did tell us that.
Oh, my God.
And he told the listeners. After I saw
that. Yeah. Oh, I already told the listeners about that. I've been obsessed with feathers. Like, that was why it took me so long to find a dress, like, dresses to wear for the next few weddings that I'm attending, because I was like, I really would like a feather detail. And they're weirdly hard to find.
You didn't think to, you have to make it yourself.
Yeah.
Oh God. She has a luxury cowboy hat company that she like puts on little tassels and things. So it seemed like she had some know-how.
Wow.
So I didn't want to
make a company out of that.
Oh my God. Yeah. It seems like a big bachelorette party scene. I mean, I had just come from Nashville where I saw many of these hats, like cute little tassels. They actually are kind of cute. Like woodwear. Okay. Would wear in a setting that would be inappropriate probably though, you know, on a golf course actually would be a great place to wear one.
Well, Dallas, Haley still needs to get her outfit.
Oh, my God, Haley. I'm going to get you one. When are we coming down to Dallas?
Whenever you want. I mean, well, we're approaching the season. It's far too hot really to come, I think, from here on out. So the fall, maybe we'll revisit.
Yeah, maybe we'll do a shoot down there. Like a Dallas Haley shoot. We should go to like a little pawn shop and get like little revolvers that don't work, obviously. But little cute ones like pearl inlay.
Yes.
I would like, honestly, like, obvious, like, I don't have a reason for a gun, I don't think. But if I did have one, I'd want it to be like kind of cool, you know, like gold bone.
What would you do with
it? Be like a little bedazzled. Just like have no bullets in it, but like wear a little holster, like a cool, cute little white leather holster, and like wear it on the golf course and have people be like, "Why did you have a gun?" And I'd be like, "No, it's just an accessory." Maybe like have a shirt that says like it's just an accessory, or like I'm an accessory or something. I don't know. I'm just spitballing here.
Lots to workshop there.
Yeah, there's a lot. I'll workshop that a little bit. I'll take it back. Actually, do you know what I have been workshopping lately, you guys?
What?
My business plan for Mortem House. Have I told you about Mortem House?
I don't think so.
Okay, what's the second worst part of wakes and funerals besides somebody dying? What's the second worst thing about it?
Going to them.
Exactly. And where are they? In the grossest, most visually terrible places ever that haven't been updated in many years. My proposal is to have a like more like fashion, like not fashion forward, a more sleek, stylish place to heal and gather. And I would like to call them Mortem House. And they'll be like the Soho House of funeral homes.
What's the word you're saying?
Mortem. It's Latin for death. Have you guys not heard about this idea?
Okay, I don't know why.
I've been talking about it for a few months now. And the other night I couldn't sleep. And I was like, I'm going to make a Pinterest board for Mortem House. It was like 12:30 and my Pinterest was broken on my phone.
So you didn't make it?
So guys, listeners, if you guys want to invest, I think it's a really good idea.
I think it's a great idea. My first visual thing that came to mind was the hammam at Exhale.
Okay. I like what you're thinking in terms of smells and everything. That's the other thing. We'll have a signature scent blend and you can maybe customize that. We can infuse the room with soothing, you know, lavender, sage, nice healing blends. But I'm thinking kind of like Scandinavian design, like very light woods.
Dark and moody.
No. That's, we already have those. And like, they're musty, you know, the must is gross in there. The too much wallpaper, too much carpet.
Okay. So you're thinking more like Kim Kardashian's home.
Kind of. Yeah. Like a museum, kind of vibe. Like maybe there is a gallery. Maybe we have rotating artists that we work with that explore the concept of death and healing. You know, we can maybe rent the space out for parties and stuff too, that aren't necessarily funerals. And maybe, I don't know. It could be a cool space.
I think you're getting ahead of yourself there, but I think you're onto something. I say this from a point of expertise. My grandparents' business was owning a funeral home. I don't know if you guys know that about me.
Don't think I did. And that was a question that I got, was like, are you going to do the morticianing yourself? And I was like, I think I'm going to outsource that.
Definitely outsource that. But we can get my grandpa on here to give us some.
Honestly, I'm not going to say no. I need to start to talk to some industry experts.
I can say right now he'd be very confused about everything we'd be doing.
Everything. Extremely confused about really every part of this.
Like maybe not able to answer any questions. But anyway, just know that he's there if we need him.
It's good to have a resource, you know, that's close by. So maybe I'll like have a list of questions that you could pass along if you'd be so inclined.
Yes, I'll write him a letter.
Write him a letter. Like my friend is thinking about opening a funeral home chain. Across the country.
To compete with your business.
I mean, hey, I'm a disruptor at heart, you know? Gruder Golf's disruptive.
Is Gruder Golf opening the Mortem Houses?
I think it would be a good partnership. I think maybe Mortem House could sponsor.
That's why it's been interesting.
Maybe there can be a golf involvement.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, I don't know. And also, like, talking about, like, you know, we talk a lot about how the golf, you know, population is aging. I think golf courses would be great partnerships.
So we clean out all of, I'm just finding the gateway. We clean out all of the country clubs of the dead people, give them a place to die peacefully and their loved ones to mourn them. And then we bring the loved ones back into Gruder Golf. So it's a full cycle.
Yeah. It's like, you know, what's great for healing? Playing golf.
And all the granddaughters that would attend the wakes.
And then go.
All those granddaughters.
Bring them into Gruder Golf.
There's a lot of synergies here. There's a lot of synergies.
I think it might work.
All those granddaughters.
I want to go to like a a business school meetup or something and like pretend that like that is what my industry is. Be like, yes, it's a startup. We're looking for investors.
That could be a really fun video series for us.
Mortem House.
No, not just Mortem House, but like going to business school
meetups. Oh, going to business school meetups? Yeah. I mean,
like pretending we're in business school pitching something adjacent to Grutter Golf, not even Grutter Golf, but like something adjacent.
Yeah. I mean, I've been wanting to like do like a little scam for a while and they're so in right now.
Scams are in.
I mean, not that they've ever been out, but I started listening to a new podcast called Scam Goddess, which is pretty cool. And then plus like the Anna Delvey buzz, all that stuff. You know, I feel like
what
scamming
is Scam Goddess about?
What right now? But all different scams. And the host is really, really funny too. She's like very hilarious and she has kind of like comedians and stuff on. And they talk about like people running scams. And then their own like personal histories with scams, like, you know, whatever. So, you know, I love a good little scam.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. Like, no, a victimless scam, obviously. You know, I'm not trying to mate off anybody here. But yeah. Let's see. So that's actually all I had on the agenda. And Mortem House was not even on there, if you can imagine.
Look, perfect timing. Shocked, but
perfect. Perfect timing. Short and sweet, as usual.
As we always promise.
As we always promise. But before we leave, we probably should say a little reminder, a tickler about Margaritas and Mulligans, Washington, D.C.
Oh, and?
June 25th, Saturday in the morning. And MGA. Yeah, Kiki.
Yeah, two things, actually. So, yeah. So, Margaritas and Mulligans, June 25th. Then the MGA.
Pregnant
but
pause.
But actually, I think that there might be only like 3 or 4 tickets left to that. They really went very quickly.
Wow.
We're doing a little happy hour in honor of Women's Golf Day. The MGA is hosting us for free. Shout out to the MGA at 5 Iron. Awesome. And it's open bar and food and some bays. Ooh. So info is on our Instagram. You have to email this girl, Kira, at the MGA to register. And the other thing is August 11th, bogey nights.
Oh, hell yes.
We got to get that on the website, actually. Good. That just reminded me. So we're renting out the, we just put the deposit down, renting out the pitch and putt, par 3 course out in Queens under the lights, starts at 6 p.m. We have it till 1 a.m. And the No Laying Up boys are coming to co-host it with us. And I really know we've been saying this a long time, but I think that we should get maybe a dunk tank and maybe some live music.
Like a bouncy house?
Twice.
Yes, something like really fun. We actually have a meeting with them next week to brainstorm. I'm going to put dunk tank very seriously on the agenda. We've been talking about that since 2016.
Dunk tank would be amazing. Also, I'm going to just throw it out there again. I think some sort of animal involvement, like a mini horse.
Jen.
We just tried. Like a cute little thing.
We tried.
We've done this. We did this.
We tried.
With the
it failed.
Petsu man. We're not opening up that
door. But he was a magician,
door.
Though. I think like he was a magician with animals. I think we get like the animals minus the magic.
I'm shutting it down until we can afford like the Kardashian level. Okay. Yeah. Zoo animals that they bring in. Yeah. Not doing any sort of budget.
Well, they get like Frisians. They get like well-bred horses.
I want those.
Literally seven Frisian horses.
I agree with Haley on this.
Okay. What about like a clown?
Not even worse.
I know. People hate clowns.
I'm thinking dunk tank and live music.
Dunk tank would be really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if anybody has any band suggestions, hit us up. That'll be really fun. I want to play that course. I've never gotten to play it. Maybe I'll come early.
Yeah, no, I think that we should all play it like around 4 before anybody gets there. Okay. Get some content. And the party starts at 6.
Wow, very fun. I love that. That's gonna be great.
It's gonna be great.
Anyway. All right, so those are the announcements. Kiki's also wearing a sweatshirt right now, and those are available.
I haven't taken it off basically since
champion,
we got it.
Champion sweatshirts, they look amazing. And you know, they're a must have for those summer nights. I actually already thought of what song I'm gonna put on the intro. So hope you guys enjoy it. I think you will. And with that, hang loose, swing easy. We love you.
Love you.
Goodbye. Invest a mortem house.